Welcome to the Mentor Advantage, where we meld minds with masters and dive into dialogues designed to drive your destiny. This is the Mentor Advantage.
Hello, and welcome to the Mentor Advantage. I'm your host, Bob Schwei, and I'm the founder of MyPrintSource.com, where we use AI to automate marketing campaigns. And today we have Wayne with us. And Wayne, you're a successful entrepreneur, and really look forward to, you know, learning more about you today. So, Wayne, if you don't mind, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're up to in today's time?
Well, I am mostly spending a lot of time writing now. I still do some consulting with various clients. What I do with those people primarily is help them to make people decisions. I'm certified in a tool called the Harrison Assessment, which we use with our clients to help them determine who is the best candidate to hire, who is the best internal candidate to promote, who are the best candidates to tap on the shoulder and develop for future leadership roles and so forth. And something I really enjoy, something I've been very passionate about for the last 10 years or so. I wish that the tool that I use today had been around 35 or 40 years ago, because it would have made life a whole lot easier than it was at the time. People have always been the hardest decisions to make. And, you know, a lot of times the success you have in life is heavily dependent on the choices you made about people to surround yourself with.
That's good advice. That's real good advice. So I would say, you know, you talk about this tool and the people that you surrounded yourself with, you know, your core circle. Has this core circle been a part of you for a long time? Or is this circle like-minded people that it took you some time to develop? Or why don't you talk a little bit about that circle and, you know, how you went about, you know, forming those relationships and bonds?
Okay. I've been pretty lucky, I'll say it that way. It wasn't all luck. I did a few things right along the way, but been pretty fortunate to have been able in various stops along the way in my career to have picked some people that I wanted on my team. And that I just, you know, most of it at that point in time was intuition, coupled with whatever experience I had developed at that time. But intuitively, there were a lot of people I encountered that I felt like had that special it factor, if you will. I thought that they were leaders in waiting, you know, the people who needed an opportunity to grow and expand, you know, their skills and capabilities and so forth. And I was pretty successful at that. A lot of the people that I tapped along the way turned out to be CEOs themselves. A lot of VPs of sales along the way that worked for me at one point in time and went on. And, you know, as time went along and they changed directions occasionally in their careers and so forth, they all did really well. I'm proud to say that. You know, and I still talk to most of those guys up until today. It's kind of a neat thing to be able to, you know, sit back and look at what someone else has done and think about, well, you know, maybe I had a little bit to do with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's real powerful. Who would you say that, you know, early on, is there a moment that, you know, somebody came across or, and you don't have to name names if you don't want, but, you know, was there a single person that helped you, you know, I guess, pointed you in the right direction and helped with that outer circle?
And there were several along the way.
And how did those relationships come about?
Well, one was my dad. And
it's good.
The Biggest thing I think I learned from him, he was a man who, over the course of his life, I watched him reinvent himself about four times. When I was first born, we were lived in a small town west of Savannah, Georgia, and my dad came from a farming family, and that's what he attempted to do for a few years. And back then, it was not easy to do. And I don't think it is. I think it's gotten harder today, but it was not something that was going to enable him to provide the, or make a living and provide for the family. We eventually ended up a family of four boys, and I was the oldest, and had the opportunity to provide leadership for my younger brothers as. As time went on, there were some things that happened with the health of one of my younger brothers, and it called for my mother to spend a tremendous amount of time taking care of him individually. And she leaned on me to, help with the other two, and I learned a lot doing that. I think, to tell you the truth, that they probably were prepared for the third or fourth grade by the time they got to the first grade, because everything I learned at school I brought home and taught them. But that was, getting back to my dad, he got out of farming, went to work in a paper mill, got pretty strenuous for him doing that, and he found a job in sales. And lo and behold, within about 10 years, he had been so successful at that. He was a regional vice president for a regional insurance company in the Southeast, and
Sure.
health issues, basically had caused him to discontinue that, because he's always on the road. He was always in a car driving somewhere, and it got to the point where it developed a problem that wasn't conducive to helping him with. And so he moved in another direction and became an accountant, had his own accounting business, and in a small town did remarkably well doing that. But in the course of all those changes and transitions and so forth, I watched him, what it took to become enough of a generalist and so forth. And it inspired me at times whenever, you come to a crossroads in your life and you got to make a choice, go in one direction or another. And I learned a lot from him how to handle those choices and transitions. And he was the first. The owners of the first two companies I worked for, while was doing that, were both successful entrepreneurs and helped me greatly to understand what it took to make that work as an individual, trying to succeed in business. I spent a good while in the corporate world, rose to CEO level a couple of times, was a direct report of the CEO of a publicly traded company that was large enough to be included in the Fortune 2000. And there were two or three people there that were very helpful to me, coaching me along the way. And I learned a lot about people and about leading people from those folks.
Yeah.
Pretty late along the way, I became an entrepreneur. I had dabbled in being an entrepreneur with various side things along the way, but got involved in it heavily 15, 20 years ago. And wasn't too long after that, I got acquainted with the Harrison system. And a lot of the work I've done over the period of time when I've been an entrepreneur has been around what you do with people. How do you help people? How do you spot people? How do you hire people, good
Yeah.
ones? What do you do to develop them? What do you do to make a team work? And so forth. It's something that the world needs a lot of help with.
Yeah, and it's funny, I was just gonna bring something up like that. For this younger generation that's struggling with what direction to get pointed, which truly seems to be the case, what advice do you have for them? I know some people, some younger people, for instance, that may not want to go to college now because of everything that's happening. And, there's other people that are just trying to pay their way and get to class and not have to deal with the drama, but they're not able to escape it. That's a hard time, and it's one that I don't, yourself and myself, I would believe probably, hasn't had to face. What would your advice be to these kids that are, that want to strive and do something similar to yourself?
Well, I think that the importance of people that you can look to for direction, guidance, as an example to follow, I think that finding those people that can, give you a helping hand that can help, as you use the phrase, point you in the right direction a moment ago. There's a lot of people out there that are willing to do that. And if you're having trouble finding your way, finding your place in the world today, that's confusing. A lot of stuff going on that, I certainly didn't have to deal with. I suspect you didn't either.
No.
When we were younger. And so I would start with that, the most elegant word for that is find a mentor. That somebody you that can help, but don't necessarily confine yourself to one. People from different walks of life have vantage points, viewpoints that are useful. Don't lose or waste that opportunity. I'd say that's the first thing. The second thing is spend enough time getting to know yourself.
That's a good one. That's real good.
You can make, all kinds of decisions that look like the right decision, only to find out later, you made a decision to do something you don't really enjoy.
Right. Or
And
it was
don't.
influenced by somebody else.
Exactly. Well, that happened. One of the great examples of that is when I was a senior in high school. I was fortunate to be a star student. I don't know if that program is still around or not, but I had a guy, a teacher that I chose as my star teacher. And between he and my mother, who was bound and determined that at least one of her sons was going to go to the Georgia Tech, in Georgia, that's a big deal. Talked me into making a choice of schools, and Georgia Tech's a great school. I spent 2 years there, got a lot of the hard stuff, academically out of the way. But after that period of time, I realized that being an engineer was not who I was. It was not the thing that was going to make me happy if I spent a, tried to spend a career doing it. And But don't make that kind of mistake. And you're going to make some mistakes. You can't help it. Nobody has the ability to clearly see what the future holds. But get to know yourself well enough, if you can, to make the important life decisions that you've got to make. Know yourself well enough to be able to gauge whether or not that's a fit. Are you going to be happy with that? 15, 20 years down the road, are you going to be miserable, or are you going to be thriving? And don't be afraid along the way to make a change if if you did make a choice that wasn't optimal about what you should be doing. Do something different about that. Some people say, well, you're going to lose all the time and effort you've invested in where you've been so far. If you're moving from something you don't like to something that you truly enjoy, if you truly enjoy something, that's one of the things I've learned about behavior, is that people who truly enjoy a job an occupation, a role, tend to be at a minimum 2 to 3 times better and more successful at doing that job than somebody who's not. And if that is the case, and I believe it is, I think my life has pointed that out, and I've watched others, a lot of them. It's you'll make up the lost ground, almost before you know it. If you have the courage to dig in and make that decision to go in a better direction, then take the decision and move on.
It's cliche, but they say you'd never work a day in your life if you're in love with what you're doing. And
Exactly.
for all the entrepreneurs watching Shark Tank and, shows like that, which I think is just, to get you pointed, it's a great thing to take on. All of them say be in love with what you do. You shouldn't have to try. You wake up, you got to be happy. Otherwise, you're going to be miserable in life.
Yep.
And I think that's a huge key to take home. Well, Wayne, I do have the last question here in lieu of time. It's been really great to get to know you, and I think our audience benefits a lot from your experiences and what you'd have to say. Two things. Is there any advice you'd give your younger self? Not to say if you did it over again, but that you wish you would have learned sooner. And if there's any parting words you have for the younger generation, or somebody that's trying to find your way, what words of wisdom would you have?
Well, I think the thing I would start with is trust yourself. It's you can be swayed into lots of choices, because you feel pressure. It could be
Right.
peer pressure. It could be pressure from parents and family and so forth who are well-meaning to a fault, if you will, but. If that doesn't resonate with what you're feeling, you just got to be true again to yourself. Even though you probably can't verbalize it, you know at a fairly early age what feels right and what doesn't, and use that. That's kind of like your North Star. That's another popular term in the the world out there, the business press today.
Yep.
But your North Star is what you know about yourself, and the tendency, the willingness to follow what you know about yourself in spite of resistance or doubters or anything else. It's just stay true to what you know about yourself and what you want to do. You'll know. You can. I help people with a lot of psychological tools these days, and what I do, in my business today, that helps them make better decisions. But people are making these kinds of decisions for thousands of years before this technology came along, and we wouldn't be where we are as a civilization and a society today if a lot of them hadn't gotten that right. And there's no reason you can't, as a young person looking at the future and thinking about where you're going, just think about getting it right. Again, I go back to know yourself. Can you see yourself? Do you feel yourself enjoying it? Is that something you're going to, like and thrive in? And have the courage of your convictions and move on.
Powerful, powerful stuff. Wayne, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's been a pleasure to get to know you, and really, I think that, these words will go a long way with, a version of your younger self and the people in today's time, which, really can benefit with what was said today. So. In closing, I'd like to thank my print source for sponsoring the podcast today. And appreciate everybody for joining us. If you're intrigued by the idea of AI-driven marketing, please contact you can contact myself or representative at my print source. And again, we want to thank Wayne and give him a round of applause for everything that he's done today and taking a few minutes with us. So thank you very much.
All right, we hope you enjoyed that episode. And if you'd like a copy of Bob's free book, go to bob.epub.ai and you can get a copy there. We'll see you next time.